All right. Is it bad that I have no idea what bump music you just played?
It's Shania Twain.
Okay. All right.
You have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that. I just didn't know what it was. You threw me a little bit there, Brendan. Corey Dean in for Tyler Dreiling, who's out sick today. There's a lot of people sick in this building. I'm starting to be concerned that maybe I should start wearing like one of those medical masks or maybe one of those yellow suits like the guys from the movie Outbreak, because people keep kind of falling left and right. I have time to be sick, man. So I'm just going to have to quarantine myself in my office more often. I don't know. It's kind of spooky right now.
Well, maybe I picked a good week to leave for a week. So
yeah, you'll get away just in time.
I will get away, and then it will all blow over. Everyone will be perfectly healthy when I get back.
Or you'll take it with you to Arizona, one of the two. So let's talk a little Royals baseball. Speaking of warm temperatures and climates, bring on some spring training games. And I know it's silly to get excited about spring training, and none of those games really matter.
Silly to get excited about spring training.
The Royals
nonsense.
Have been spring training champions before and yet stunk in the regular season. But I'm ready for baseball right now. And the Royals spring training games start tomorrow. They take on the Texas Rangers. It's 2:00 for the first spring training game. So some interesting notes as Kansas City has moved from just taking BP to actually playing spring training games. These spring training games starting a little bit quicker than normal. Part of that is, of course, because they've got the World Baseball Classic coming up, which right in the middle of spring training, and a lot of players from a lot of teams are disappearing all over the place to go play for their country. So there are six players off the 40-man roster that will be playing in the Classic. Eric Hosmer, Salvador Perez, Drew Butera, Alcides Escobar, Danny Duffy, and of course Joaquin Soria are all playing. In addition, there's also some younger players on the Royals that aren't on the 40-man roster who are also going. So it's made for some potential interesting lineup things to start happening during some of these games. Ned Yost yesterday said to look out for a couple things and not read too much into it. One, he expects both Alex Gordon and Mike Moustakas to take time in the leadoff spot in the lineup. We've seen Gordon do it before.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me at all.
I don't know that I've ever seen Moose hitting number one.
Moose hit second for much of 2015 and his abbreviated 2016 campaign, but no, I don't believe that he's ever hit in the leadoff spot.
The idea behind hitting him leadoff is not that they expect Moose to be the leadoff guy once you get to regular season. Ned is, of course, because he's coming off back from injury, is trying to get him as many at-bats as possible during spring training. So batting him one, of course, is going to get him some extra turns in the rotation. So I don't think that you need to read in too much there. Now, one of the places where you can start to sneak a little bit of off-the-field talk tackled with on-the-field talk is Hunter Dozier is going to be spending some time at first base. Now, part of that's because Eric Hosmer is going to be gone during the World Baseball Classic. Part of that is also because they're currently negotiating with Eric Hosmer to see about contract extension, and then you have to kind of start wondering long-term what you do if Hos decides to go someplace for brighter lights and a little bit bigger money. Now, Hunter was, of course, a TCU guy. He played shortstop at TCU. He's played some third base. He's played outfield, and he's been playing outfield, working in both right and left field currently. But first base is new to him. He's played 8 games total at first base, all at AAA Omaha last August, but they're looking to see a little bit of versatility. Now, he smartly says in the last interview that he pretty much watches Eric Hosmer, and whatever Eric tells him to do, that's what he does. And if you've got a Gold Glover to learn from,
well,
pretty safe strategy, right?
Good start.
So it makes sense, especially with Soler coming over and the trade for the Cubs. It looks like, you know, he's probably going to be in right field. You've got Alex. You've got Lokane. So there's not a lot of outfield spots to sneak him into.
You expect
Moose to slot in at third base. So being a guy who could rotate in at multiple positions is going to be smart, and they want to know what they potentially could do at first base long term. So he said, hey, it's still the hot corner. It's just the opposite one. So that's very true. So keep an eye on that. And Christian Colon, the other guy that's fighting for a spot, of course, this is a big deal for him. He's 27. He's trying to win the second base job. Whit Merrifield, Mondesi, Cuthbert, all guys that are in the mix at second base. But Christian Colon is out of options. So if he does not make the roster, they got to put him on waivers. So this is kind of a big deal. So all things to keep an eye on as you get ready for Royals to start. I'm just ready for actual games to start happening. The quicker, the better.
They are actually going to be streaming tomorrow's game online, and you will bet that I will be sitting on the couch at 2 o'clock watching spring training game with double-A players.
Right.
Because it's Royals baseball.
Hey, that's all right.
It's Royals baseball.
Yeah, it counts, and it's all right. I get you, man. I get it. Royals, of course, you know, they get the games that are for real don't come up until April, but that'll be pretty fun. April 10th, by the way, the home opener for your Kansas City Royals. That's a Monday, and if there was ever a reason to sneak out of town for a little bit, let me tell you, opening day. Yeah, that's one that'll get it done.
Yep.
Well, it's 4:30, so let's sneak up on a break here. We'll get a little bit more talk coming up. Josh Jackson from KU, charges pressed officially. We have got that breaking news coming up, and that's on the way for you next, John, the game.